Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that's available in multiple quantities. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. It's your turn to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Griff, on page 12 of the stuff that we sent you over.
The stuff that you sent does me over. That sounds like a song.
It does.
The stuff that you sent
It's eBay fashion news, and it's from an article posted at ebayinc.com.
Yeah.
And it's what's really hot right now, based on an analysis of U.S. sales released on February 22nd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
eBay Spring Shopping Report showcases the must-have spring trends influenced by the runway and street style looks, and the new report uncovers this season's 10 most coveted fashion trends, as well as which emerging style shoppers are adding to their closets. Why don't you do number one?
Well, I'd be happy to. So sheer defeats plastic. From tulle to PVC, this season's coolest fabrics are becoming crystal clear, literally. Since September, shoppers have purchased 137% more sheer dresses and blouses than transparent coats, handbags, and boots, despite the fact that 2017 sales for see-through accessories increased by 41% year over year.
Do you remember, you were just a little boy maybe, do you remember see-through blouses for girls?
I can see them right now.
Mm-hmm. Caused a big uproar in my house, I'll tell you.
You mean intentionally see-through?
Intentionally. I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And it was the latest thing for spring. Yeah. Only when you're 10 years old, honey, you don't have a bra on. You know what I mean? I mean, but I needed one, and that's a whole other story. I won't talk, but it used to be absolutely see-through for like a year or two. Every little girl wanted that see-through top.
And every little boy loved for it.
See-through top. Exactly. Number two, micro purses beat out top handle bags. While the top handle bag has been spotted among the street style crowd over the past few months, eBay found that shoppers are urgently downsizing to micro purses. December 2017 sales for micro purses increased 38% year after year.
Wow.
And in the months between September 2017 and January 2018, yeah, shoppers purchased 2,000 times more micro purses than top handle bags. Trending styles include fun florals and statement colors. This spring, less is more.
Wow.
Small bags.
Small.
Number three.
That's cool. So number three is functionality is preferred over exaggerated flares. Flares. You mean like pants? Sales of utility pants have been increasing. What is a pair of utility pants? I don't understand what that is.
Are those where you can put your keys in a side pocket in the pants and all, you know, like, or you can, cargo pants, like some of which
like
you
cargo
can,
pants?
They can either be shorts or, you know, convertible and everything. Yeah. Cargo pants.
I thought they were out of style.
Thank you, Donna. Cargo pants.
Sales
apparently
of
not.
Utility pants have been increasing in popularity, even surpassing sales of flared jeans. Since September, shoppers purchased close to 1,000 times more pairs of utility pants than wide-leg flared jeans. During the same time period, sales for utility pants increased by nearly 20% year over year. Interesting.
Okay. Bold hues outplay pastels. While pastels are expected to be omnipresent this spring, the trend has not yet reached its tipping point. Shoppers are preferring bright, bold colors like yellow, blue, and red. Bold hues were also seen in prints from mixed florals to check patterns. Last year, there was a 7% increase in year-over-year sales of yellow dresses, leading to the rise of Gen Z yellow. Since September 2017, red dresses have outsold lavender dresses by 197%.
There was a moment there when you were talking that the voice of Miranda Priestley was echoing in my head.
Which is?
When you said, while pastels are expected to be omnipresent this spring. I don't know if you remember in the film, The Devil Wears Prada, when they're sitting around brainstorming things for the next magazine, and one of the women says, Well, I was thinking for, you know, florals, you know, that would be, and Amanda, the Amanda Priestley character, Miranda says, florals for spring, groundbreaking.
Yeah. Go
pastels
back, go back
spring.
Out and come in again. Yeah. Exactly. Number five, plaid takes front row over black and white polka dots. When pitting polka dots against plaid, the most classic of prints, the latter takes the cake as 2018's most sought-after pattern. Since September 2017, shoppers bought 3,200 more plaid than black and white polka dot dresses and blazers. I myself bought a plaid shirt this year.
You did, didn't you? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I have. I love, there's some plaids I really like. More often the somber ones, but I have some plaids, yeah.
I like them every now and then. Anyway, if you want to read the whole article, it is posted at eBay Inc., ebayinc.com, eBay Fashion News. There you have it. Ron,
it's mostly women's fashion, I can see, but.
Mm-hmm. Ron.
I don't, men don't wear scrunchies or sequins or cat
well,
eye
some
sunglasses.
Men do.
Well, they can. There's no law that says
absolutely
they can.
Absolutely not.
Right.
I say.
Do whatever you want.
To each his own. A man who really believes in that is Ron Lowe, Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21. He's on the line with us. Oh. Hey, Ron, how you doing today, honey?
Fine, Lee. You and Griff, I hope you're doing fine. And
thank you.
My question is, starting in May, all listings will have to be associated with the catalog. No problem.
No, that's not true, Ron. That's not true.
I'm looking at the seller update. It says starting in May.
Yeah.
When you modify existing or relist, you have to create a new listing for an item. And it says it has to be associated with a product from the catalog.
No,
am I misunderstanding?
Yeah. A little bit, yes. It's not actually every item. So we're talking about inventory optimization. And, so what will have to happen, we want you to match the items to the catalog, but not every item is going to be found in the eBay structured data catalog. It's just not going to happen. So we're not going to prevent you from listing these. But what we actually said is that, so starting in, by the end of April, you have to associate your existing listings to eBay. It should have been, these are the product catalogs that the catalog product lines that have to be, that are in question here. They are very specific brands. So there is a group of seven of them. Amazon's Echo or Fire Stick, Apple iPads, iPhones, or TV, the Dyson AM cooling fan, AM fan heater, or AM humidifier, Google products, the Chromecast and Home, Jawbone Jambox, the Nest thermostat, and Roku, you know, their Roku streaming devices. So those are the ones, but not every item on the site. And if the text is leading someone to believe that, we need to fix it.
Yeah, maybe it's, I'll reread it again. Maybe I misunderstood it, but that's not my question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. The UPC and the EAN and the ISBN, all these codes are going to be much more critical, and you cannot really say, or you should not really say, is not available or does not apply. My question is there a way of getting a report of all of your listings where the UPC field is blank?
Well, when you're in the bulk editor, I know it displays that information. So if you go, if you select all your listings, if you go to your current live listings in the seller hub, so go to listings and then active. And then on the active page, if you actually select the checkbox to select all the listing at the top and then click on the edit all of your listings, in the, when the window populates, and it might take a bit, I have, you know, more than, it's done.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to see in the left-hand side window, there is a section for item specifics, and you should be able to see there's a column that says UPC, EAN, ISBN, and if it's not, if there's nothing in that column, then there you
That's
go. There's
the
no
item I yeah. want to work on. Okay. Right. That's it. That's great. That's what I needed to know, Griff, because I'm trying to do my best to get one of those codes for every listing I've got.
Yeah, but that possible. If it's possible, don't if the code doesn't exist, don't waste time looking for it.
No, but perhaps you can find one that's in a category that might apply.
No,
what do you think of that?
You got to be super, super careful because the item has to match exactly. It can't be similar. It has to be exact. So using a UPC from the category for a different item is actually going to hurt your item. Do not use a product identifier for an item unless it absolutely fits that item. So taking the UPC code from a similar item is not going to work.
Okay. That's interesting. All right. Thanks, Griff.
You're welcome. I'm glad I saved you before
Thank you, Ron.
You
say hello. Say hello to Ms. Agnes for us.
We will.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good weekend, Ron.
I should also remind people that if you're in the bulk editor, you can sort by those columns. So if I want to see all of the listings by that particular column field.
When we come back, we have John from Southbridge, Massachusetts on the line.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. Don't wait until the moment. Call us now, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to WorthPoint.com/treasure hunt. That's WorthPoint.com/treasure hunt.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's toll-free to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, we have John from Southbridge, Massachusetts on the phone with us. You remember John. He's known on eBay as Sylvester_Investments. Hi, John. What's your question or comment?
Hi, all. I was listening to the seller update probably three or four times to try to get it right, but my question is final value fee discount. I think I heard that the new store, the basic store, whatever it's called, the $5 one a month, you cannot earn a final value discount by going with that store, but you can get a final, qualify for a final value discount if you have a basic store or a $20 store. However, I'm wondering if I'm a top-rated seller, did that automatically give me a final value fee discount?
This is complicated, and I apologize for this being complicated up front, but I'll explain it. So this is not top-rated seller. When you subscribe to an eBay store, one of the benefits, except for the new starter tier, which won't have this, is that in some categories, the base rate for final value fees is lower than it is for non-store subscribers. The existing three tiers, and then in June, the four tiers with the enterprise, but not the fifth starter tier, the beginning one, will continue. Top rated plus discounts are based on the item that a top rated seller lists. That item has to meet two criteria. Currently, right now, it has to have 30-day returns and one-day handling. The change will be, it'll have to have the one-day handling and 30-day free returns in order to get that 10% added-on discount. So it's not that one preempts the other. So it's just that the final value fees, and it shouldn't say discount. It would be smart if it said for the basic, premium, anchor, and enterprise store subscription levels, final value fees are lower in most categories. Okay. On top of that, if your item qualifies for top rated plus, there's an extra 10% discount on the final value fee for that listing.
Okay, so regardless whether I have a store or not, if I'm top-rated seller plus with those qualifications, then I would receive the final value fee reduction.
Of 10%. That's the top-rated plus discount, completely separate from the store subscription lower final value fee rates.
Okay, so just so I'm not quite clear yet in my mind.
All right.
If I have the second level store, is that automatically give you the final value fee discount?
Let me explain it. If you have a basic, premium, or anchor store, and in the future, enterprise store, if you have any of those store subscriptions, the final value fee for you in most categories will be lower than it is for non-store subscribers. That's that issue. Right. Is that clear?
Thank you very much.
On top of that, if your item is offering one-day handling and free 30-day returns and you are a top-rated seller, you get an additional discount of 10%.
Great. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Glad we were able to clear that up.
I know. I was wondering. I should call. I said, I'm going to call. So here I thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Nice to hear from you from Massachusetts. Griff, we have CB holding on from Chicago, Illinois. But first, it's my favorite time of year. It's time to get your Irish up for the year's greenest retail moment.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's the year's luckiest retail moment, St. Patrick's Day. But you won't need the luck of the Irish to rake in some green. Think beyond shamrocks and leprechauns. Create store categories showcasing your green inventory, as well as anything you decide to promote for the occasion. This will help shoppers find items they didn't even know they needed, which could increase order size. Amplify promotional offers via social media. Include relevant holiday-specific keywords in your titles to help your items show up in search. As for those shamrocks and leprechauns, add some to your store logo or billboard. And don't forget to wish your buyers a happy St. Patrick's Day.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
And there's your pot of gold. Going to wear my Erin GoBrah and enjoy it.
Erin GoBrah, yeah, yes. I remember. And enjoy used to laugh at that, remember? Erin GoBrah, huh?
CB, who laughs at a lot of things, I'm sure, from Chicago, Illinois. Hi, CB, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
I'm not laughing at you guys. First of all, I want to thank John. You guys should go ahead and get that wording that Griff just gave to John. That was really great. Just get it and get that out there. That was a good explanation. Thank you.
I'll send it to the FAQ team.
Yay. Also, another comment. You were talking about utility pants, and I'm not a fashion person at all, but I think maybe what's going on is cargo pants typically imply a tied waist and ties at the ankles and stuff like that. And so maybe now they're calling them utility pants because they don't have that anymore. I don't know.
Well, if you go to Dickies, utility pants for men, you see all kinds of stuff, really.
Do you?
Flex,
can't wait.
Regular fit, straight leg cargo pants.
Yeah.
There's one right there. Loose fit, straight leg cargo pants.
Yeah, they kind of all look like cargo pants to me. So.
Yeah.
I like them because I don't carry a purse. I like them.
Well, they're good. You know, when you go out walking, you know, for your exercise and stuff, you don't want to bring a purse. But I always feel if I kick over dead and they find me, I want to have my ID on
me. What do you mean if they keep...
Well, because it could happen. You could be out. A woman thinks about this, right? We don't carry wallets in our pocket. So when we're going out, we're thinking, what if something happens to me? Nobody would know who I was.
Well, they will know one thing. You could be darn sure it'll be in your obituary.
So
she was found wearing cargo pants.
Okay, I am laughing at you guys now.
Oh, no.
And the family was horribly embarrassed.
Oh.
But she was found wearing
cargo
pants.
For people who have called in on this several times, I just want to mention I am not top rated. Again, lots of people know who have heard me before. I'm mostly a buyer. I only sell a few things just to clean out my locker, which I'm working on as hard as you guys are working on your lockers. But I am not top rated. I don't accept returns because I want them gone. I don't have a store, and many of my items are not free shipping. They're special kinds of collectibles and things, and that's a whole different discussion. But with all that, I always end up very high on the search engine. And even in a crowded market, I can place very high.
Great. So, that's good to know.
But there's your proof that you don't have to have all that stuff, that the way that they use for their criteria, maybe it's because the stuff I sell does sell well, and, you know, I do have my good feedback. I don't know. But I don't need any of that stuff, so that definitely is a myth that you have to be or have all these things and that the search engines will discriminate. They obviously don't.
Right. Well, on the things that you just mentioned, that's absolutely true. So Best Match on eBay, there is a page in the help pages, and it's called if you search on Best Match, it used to show right up. There are the eBay best practice suggestions for you maximizing exposure and best match. There's nothing hidden. So there's returns is not a factor in best match. Whether you take them or not, it is not a factor. We leave that up to the buyers, and they can filter out items that don't take returns or not. So that's one thing. The other thing, as you said, top rated plus, all things, top rated seller. Not top rated plus. Top rated seller, all other things equal, may get a slight incremental boost, but it's not as relevant as the item itself. So these things, you know, if your handling time is 3 or 4 days, no, that is not a factor in Best Match. That's a filter on the side that buyers can filter out your listing, but that's not a factor in Best Match.
I also have 2-day handling, not 1 day. So what I'm mainly trying to say is there are lots of urban myths out there, and you can use me as an example that those are truly urban myths. In other words, just because eBay says it, they're like, oh, yeah, well, eBay's not telling us the truth. Well, hey, it works for me. Whatever.
Yeah.
In the meantime, also the $10 and under. I was holding something I was going to tell somebody this year, but there it is. They'll probably think of it. But I was thinking of over Christmas time. I was thinking, why doesn't eBay have a stocking stuffer category?
There you go.
Yeah,
they do
now. Yeah, I think this is a great idea.
It is
$10 and under. I mean, look at how well the dollar stores are doing. So yeah, this is fantastic. I love it.
And there are times when you want to look for something $10 and under. What if you have to get something for your Girl Scout troop?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You got 16 yep. girls in there and you want to get them each something, under $10. Perfect place to go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
eBay.com/under10.
There you go.
I like it.
Okay. Now, the main reason why I call is I'm going to ask you guys and sellers to give me advice. I, again, being mostly a buyer, I bought a pair of boots that were originally $1,800 boots.
Hold that yeah. thought.
Yikes.
We'll be back with CB and her $1,800 boots.
And those boots were definitely made for walking. This segment was brought to you by 6Fit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Yay!
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
As an eBay seller, marketplace research is crucial to your success. And for the world's most successful e-commerce sellers, Terapeak is their go-to solution. With Terapeak, you'll know which products are jumping off the shelves, how to price your items and get them found, even what your competition is doing and how you measure up. Terapeak can help you find new opportunities and increase your profits. And Terapeak can get you up and running fast. They've created training videos to help you get the most out of your marketplace research. And you can learn to use Terapeak's most powerful features and workflows in less than 1 minute. Just the facts, no frills. Whether you're a brand new, novice, or expert seller, Terapeak's marketplace research can quickly help you compete in today's e-commerce world. Try Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.